Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, April 29th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Washington, D.C. We got a couple of emails about websites and spam advertising suspect charities that claim to be able to help in Nepal with the earthquake. While the volumes are still fairly low, please be aware that this is of course going on like after any major disaster. USAID.gov also has a webpage that lists verified charities, so in case you would like to make a donation, that's a good source to pick a real charity that will more likely be able to help in this disaster. And the iOS library AF Networking is in the news again for its sloppy handling of SSL. Version 2.5.1 did accept self-signed certificates, and I did talk about that a few weeks back. Now, that has been fixed since in version 2.5.2. However, since then, a second flaw was discovered in AF Networking, and what happens here is that by default, the library does not validate the domain name. So all you need is any valid non-self-signed certificate can be used in order to impersonate any other site. This has been fixed since, and we are now up to version 2.5.3. So if you do publish applications that do use AF networking, make sure you do update the library. Not much you can do as an end user in this case using one of the 25,000 vulnerable applications. And in focus projectors that can be connected to a network and with that expose a web-based admin interface are vulnerable to a very simple authentication bypass vulnerability. A user can just go directly to the web page offering the admin interface without having to authenticate first at all. Now, this is not just a very typical and sadly somewhat common vulnerability in web applications. Even more of the story here is InFocus's behavior as they learned about this vulnerability from Core Impact. Core Impact, after finding the vulnerability, did notify InFocus, and after being contacted by InFocus for details, offered to send InFocus details via PGP encrypted email, or if InFocus would like so, via plain text. Turns out that InFocus wasn't really interested in either and is probably also not going to fix this vulnerability. Best thing you can do at this point is just not connect these projectors to a network. Researchers at the University of Washington did experiment with surgery robots in order to figure out how secure they are from cyber attacks. Well, and it turns out they're not really all that secure. What's actually, I think, really the sort of disturbing part here is that these attacks did not focus on software or implementation issues. Instead, they really just went after the interoperable telesurgery protocol that's being used to remote control these robots. What was kind of new to me here as well is that there's actually a UDP-based protocol that is used to remote control these robots, so there's little protection from the network protocol itself for spoofing, reordering, or any issues like that, and that's exactly what these experiments here with this telerobot, with the surgery robot, did address. So, for example, they did reorder packets, they did delay packets, and will essentially sort of introduce some of the typical kind of packet issues that show up on real networks, in many cases even without these networks being attacked. In addition, the experiment is in so far neat as they actually had students perform perform simple tests with the robot. So this was not a case where the robot was just sitting there idle and then was remote controlled. Instead, they had students that actually tried to move little blocks sort of on a pegboard, which is a standard test used for these kind of robots. And then while they were doing this, so while you had essentially this simulated surgery going on, these errors were introduced, and then they observed how it affected, for example, the motion accuracy of the robot. One of the suggested fixes is to add encryption to the protocol and authentication. Essentially, do something like run this protocol over a TLS. They also proved that this can be done on relatively limited and basic hardware. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.